This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is denying a former staffer's allegation that he sexually abused her more than 25 years ago. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
It never happened, and it didn't. It never happened.
But why would former Senate staffer Tara Reid say Joe Biden assaulted her in a Capitol Hill office building in the 1990s?
I'm not going to question her motive. I'm not going to get into that at all. I don't know why she's saying this.
Joe Biden on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Biden's presidential campaign had already denied the accusation, but Biden himself had not spoken about it publicly until now. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Senate is set to convene next week in what will be a high-profile snapshot of a national coronavirus testing shortfall. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The Capitol physician says he does not have a system available for instant virus checks like the ones done at the White House. Instead, according to a Republican familiar with a conference call yesterday, the physician's office can only check lawmakers showing symptoms, and test results can take up to a week. Congress has been all but shuttered for a month. The House refused to bring back members this week after the physician warned it was not worth the risk. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell won't say if he consulted with the physician in deciding to convene, telling Fox News he thinks they can conduct business safely, with the focus next week on confirming Trump nominees. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says they should instead be working on the virus response. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.